You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I was going to ask you a quick question here. So we've got a party Friday night, Teague, right? Really good friends of ours, 40th birthday.
Yep.
So I texted my wife earlier. I still don't have time to go shopping. I wanted to get something nice, right? So, you know, we've had fun with the turtlenecks here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what the problem is. So I texted her this morning. I said, can you please scoop me up a nice turtleneck, like a silk turtleneck? something like a solid dark color. I'm going to wear it under a sports jacket, a sports coat on Friday night. She writes back, yes, I will find you some cool undershirts for your jackets, but no turtlenecks or hoodies. I write back, no, I want a turtleneck. I'll just go get it myself. She writes, okay, yes, I refuse to buy turtlenecks. I will get you some other shirts. I hate turtlenecks. They look terrible. And then I write back, not on me, they don't. Then she writes back this emoji like, all right, buddy, joke's on you. Like, I get... What am I missing with turtlenecks?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I haven't worn a turtleneck since I was in college.
I thought like a really cool plaid jacket, like a no, sports coat with a...
I actually have some pictures when I was in the league wearing turtlenecks.
I don't get it. I just don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Everybody clowns on turtlenecks. I just don't get it.
It reminds me of like Jerry Seinfeld back in the
90s. If you have a 1992 haircut and you wear... You know, these nut-hugging jeans with white Reebok tennis sneakers. Yeah. You're going to look like Jerry Seinfeld. If you're rocking Jordans or whatever else you're rocking. I don't think I'll be rocking Jordans Friday night because it's a little more formal, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nice talk, Tiki. You offered no clarity. Thanks, buddy. 877-337-6666.
I'm not gonna put you in a bad state with gin.
No. I want your opinion, but forget it. You're not interested in it, okay?
I wouldn't wear a turtleneck.
Anthony is in Island Park. What's up, Ant? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Hey. Brandon, turtleneck and Jordan's not a good look, I don't think.
Ah, whatever, dude.
A caller earlier said the Jets should trade their assets and draft Bryce Young, or whatever his name is. Absolutely not. The Jets should never draft a quarterback again.
Rogers, I agree.
All right, I'll sign up. Let's go.
Rogers.
Yeah.
And if they get Rogers, Brandon, me, my friend Tommy, and Matt have already got our ayahuasca. We're going to MetLife, and we're going to trip our way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
You're more than welcome to come with us.
Well, I'm going to pass on the trip. I wouldn't know why. You know, couldn't imagine tripping in my late 40s. That would not be fun, I don't think.
No.
Probably getting my own way a little bit. Probably not a fun experience, I don't think. Like Ari when he tripped out in Entourage, he was stuck in the desert by himself. Not a fun experience. That kind of feels the same for me at this stage.
Don't remember that one.
But I'll take the Super Bowl trip. You know, we'll be there.
That's all that matters.
If let me ask a question. Give me the odds. Let's say Jets get Rodgers. Jets get a little safety linebacker, one piece on the O-line. Where are they? Are they in the top six for Super Bowl next year?
Maybe 10. I don't know six because there's going to be two at least from the NFC.
Yep.
With the
Niners
and the Eagles.
Yep.
Certainly sitting at the top.
Yep. It's two. Cincy.
Cowboys maybe. But again, this is all the Dak conversation. We don't love them, so I'm going to tepidly put them there, but probably could exclude them. Buffalo, Cincinnati, so that's four. Jacksonville, Kansas City, that's in Chargers. So that's six. It's right there. And it's only because of the Cowboys.
But they're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Definitely top 10.
Yeah, no, I would definitely agree with that. How about West Point? Ross is on the show. What's going on, Ross? What's happening?
Yo, BK and Lightning, what's up?
What's happening? Up? I like that.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. What
yeah,
you got?
So the Jets, so I think the Jets have foobarred the whole, you know, getting a quarterback rookie thing, drafting thing, as far as you can take it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I look at Garoppolo and I look at Rodgers kind of like I look at Verlander and I look at Rodon, you know? Like, I think that you got a guy that's proven and it'll get you a couple of years and it'll be great. And then I think you got a younger guy who's, you know, 31 years old and can be a part of the organization for the next 7 or 8 years. And then you don't have to deal with a rebuild in a couple of years. You're still going for it.
Yeah.
You still got the pieces that you need with Garoppolo. I mean, the guy's smart. He's young. Like, I just don't, like, I can't manage the concept of, like, going out and getting another Brett Favre. Like, what's the point in that? What's the point in the luggage?
Just to win.
What's the point?
It's just to win. That's the only reason you would do it. And because you still got to figure out the Zach Wilson situation. Because there's some in the organization, I know this, that still think he can be the guy. Like, going forward, he's just got to get fixed fundamentally, processing, all that stuff we talk about all the time. And what better guy to do it than Aaron Rodgers and let him sit and learn, kind of like Aaron Rodgers sat and learned under Brett Favre, just not take it as long, you know? So it's just really hard for a GM and an organization to quit on a kid that you thought so highly about just 2 years ago and now say, all right, we're done with him. Even though Jet fans are done with him, doesn't mean the organization is. I guess it's the bottom line there.
Right, and there's also that effect, right? So regardless of who you bring in, he's still sitting behind him. Like, I mean, I think Garoppolo's a great choice. I mean, the guy is...
He's not a bad choice.
Brett's a bit heavy.
Yeah, he's not a bad choice. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be healthy. He's just unlucky.
All right, what if he is healthy? Is he going into Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game and beating the Bengals? I'm not saying they can't. Then again, Rodgers might not because Rodgers lost home games.
Well,
to be fair.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
but I know that Jimmy is always composed. Like, he's never emotional, never gets too high, too low. He kind of just plays it exactly like you would want a franchise quarterback to play it. Not saying he's a franchise quarterback, but just say he's always there. He's always calm. And I think there's some value in that.
Mm-hmm.
But the upside is definitely not as high. And that as a Jet team, don't you want to go for the mountaintop?
You know where I stand.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, the answer is yes. Danny Bethel, what's going on, Danny?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep, what's up, man?
Dan, how are you today, buddy?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to point out something. A lot of people are going back and forth again, even though I'm a Giant fan, a lot of Jet fans, especially being a Met fan. I want them to obviously do well. When New York football is doing well, everybody's doing well. When you're drafting first-round talent, you want to make sure you're getting first-round talent. I don't know why Jet fans are so afraid to trade that first-round pick when you're getting first-round talent in Rodgers, even still at this point. You guys brought up a great point earlier. Outside of the thumb, he had MVP seasons the last 2 years, even with guys that were honestly Giants wide receiver talent caliber out in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, why not get the sure thing if you're going to be drafting somebody with the same pick, essentially?
Well, that's part of it. And then the other part is, you know, you have to start looking at the other components of the roster there, Danny, and trying to put the rest of the roster in a position to win while you can still pay all those other young ascending players on the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big part of it. Listen, do I think that Aaron Rodgers took a step back a year ago? Of course I do. Just look at the numbers. The previous years, the previous 2 years before that, when he won the MVP back-to-back years, he had 85 touchdowns and 9 picks. And he had, 12 picks and 26 touchdowns a year ago? I can promise you this, if he had Jamar Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Mixon and some of those other cats out there in Cincinnati, he would have thrown 35 touchdowns. Yeah. He didn't have a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was hurt.
He was hurt. It banged up early in the season. We talked about week five against the Giants. And he lost week 6 against the Jets and, you know, it spiraled. Then he kind of figured it out. So the compensation is the other part of this that we haven't, you know, overly dug into, but I was looking at this Athletic article about the comps. So Matt Ryan, not comparable. Deshaun Watson, kind of, but not really because of all the issues surrounding him, but I'll throw that in there. The Browns gave up 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson and a third round and a fourth round. Carson Wentz isn't really in the conversation, but Matthew Stafford, who went to the Rams and won a Super Bowl, there were two first-round picks and a third. And then Russell Wilson had two first-round picks and two second-round picks and a fifth round. I mean, so
and a player, no fan, right? There were players involved too.
Yeah,
absolutely. The Broncos.
Oh, Drew Locke, Noah Fant, sure. And Shelby Harris. Yes, you're right. So there was a bunch of there's a lot of compensation.
Yep.
That teams have to give up for quarterbacks at this tier, and so the Jets. We keep talking about these two first round picks. It's at least two first.
I disagree with you.
And probably, I don't agree with more.
Not when you're 39 years old.
And
it's not.
I don't know.
It's not.
And likely, there's likely clawbacks, as you say. If he retires after a year, then you know the second round pick voids or whatever it is, or the first round other first round pick voids, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I just this notion that the Packers are going to be able to demand two. I can see them certainly going hard for that. I still think that there's a way to negotiate around that because of his age. I mean, again, you have to remember, guys, as we view the Russell Wilson trade now, you've got to go back to the prism of then, when he was one of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
He completely fell apart.
But there also had to be...
And he was also 7 years younger than Rodgers is right now.
But
that matters.
There had to be some concern with Russ because he didn't have a great season his last year in Seattle.
Yeah, but he didn't fall off a cliff like this was. I mean, he was mocked. He was awful this year. Let's get Jamie in Hoboken. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
All righty.
I'm just curious as to what all these Jet fans are thinking. You know, we want to build for the future. I mean, the window, I'm no expert in football, guys, but the window is so small in this league, so tight. We've got young, cheap talent. We may be able to go get a few free agents, too, this year if we get them. And at the end of the day, we're Jet fans, man. I want to win now. You win this year, I don't care. I'll give up my season tickets. I'll get a hobby. My old lady will be a lot happier than me going to the parking lot at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning.
What's in that? By the way, do you fire the grill back up after the game, or you say, I got to get home? She's pissed.
Yeah, the guys who drive don't want to fire the grill. I'm in Hoboken. They're upstate. They're actually up near Marist.
Nice. Gotcha. Yeah.
But, I mean, I just say we get this guy, man. We haven't won in our lifetime.
I'm ready. I'm all in.
You know, thanks, guys.
You know where I stand, buddy. You know, and the thing, too, you talk about culture, right? And there's no doubt, and I know that it's not overly visible to the outside looking in. Oh, the Jets didn't make the playoffs. Oh, the Jets didn't score a touchdown in three straight games. Oh, the Jets did this. Oh, the Jets butchered the Wilson pick at number two. Okay, but us here, we know the culture's changed a little bit. There's no doubt. The draft, the player, just think about yesterday. Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible praise for two amazing, transcendent rookies, not to mention Quinton Williams, who was a superstar. So the culture's changing, seemingly at a glacial pace, but it's changing. But you know how culture really changes? You get a guy like Rodgers in here, and you learn how to go into opposing stadiums and win.
Yeah.
That's how culture real, not in these little small increments that by the time they get where we want them to get will be 97 or dead. It changes by having a guy that walks off the bus and says, I got it. We're getting 30 tonight. It's over. We're going to win this game. That's how you change culture. And I don't know that Garoppolo's doing that. He'll win you more than this year, but is he really that guy getting off the bus? No, he's not that guy getting off the bus. Ink, where are you, buddy?
Copeg.
Gotcha. Copeg. What's up, bud? How you doing?
Yeah, I don't think number 12 wants to come here.
Why would
he come here? Why would the Jets want him? Because he's a crybaby. Look what he did with his receivers early in the year because they weren't running the right routes instead of working with them. Okay. Why number 12 don't want to come here? He'd rather go to the Raiders.
How do you know?
That's a proven team.
How do you know?
That's a proven team.
How do you know?
It's a proven team.
Proven team what? What have they proven?
Well,
when was the last time they won a Super Bowl?
Listen, they're a quarterback away. They have a great running back.
They had a quarterback.
They have the best receiver. Who? Carr?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
And by the way, the running back that you refer very well might be on a different team next year.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs.
He's a free agent.
That's
possible. That's true. But I got another question for you.
Yes, sir.
How come the Jets ain't looking at Kirk Cousins, where he's always a year-to-year contract, where he might want to get out of there and be stable with a 3 or 4 year contract with the Jets, man.
I don't want that guy anywhere near my team. Kirk Cousins is like watching paint dry. Now, the wall won't get painted.
But he's steady.
But it will be one laborious process.
But he's a pocket quarterback. What offensive coordinator did you just get?
Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he control? A pocket quarterback.
He worked with Rodgers for multiple years, and Rodgers was phenomenal. And Rodgers works from in and outside the pocket. Kirk Cousins. Why the hell would I want Kirk Cousins?
Remember when he was leaving, he was a free agent, and he was leaving Washington. We had him in the Super Bowl.
I do.
And we were like, yeah, he'd be good here.
He played us.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, yeah, listen, Kirk Cousins is obviously a good, solid professional.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
But he's a robot.
He doesn't elevate the Jets.
He's a robot.
Come on. He is a robot. There you go. Let's get Rick in Pearl River. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening? What's up, Rick? Rick, you there?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Rick!
Yeah,
we're good, buddy. What's going on? Let's go, Rick. Come on.
Just one thing nobody's talking about. I'm warming up to the Rodgers thing, but it's timing. You know, if it's nothing else, I think we can agree that Aaron Rodgers is a little bit of a diva. He might not make any kind of decisions till we're well into the spring, at which point the music's going to have stopped and all our Plan B options, like Carr, like Garoppolo, might be gone.
Rick, here's why I really disagree. Now, it's a fair thing to bring to the table, I don't discount that 100%.
Yeah.
But the reason why I really don't think that would happen is because it doesn't behoove him to do that. He needs to know where he's going, that team has a chance to address whatever holes they have in the draft, free agency. He's no dummy. He might be a little quirky, as Tiki said, and he's right. Might be a little weird. Might be a little aloof. Might be a little bit of a diva. Might not be a guy's guy. He's not slinging beers with his offensive lineman like Eli was back in the day. But he's awesome, and he's brilliant. And he knows what the Jets or any other team that he goes to will need, and he's got to do it before
June 1. Yeah, and a lot of those guys, a lot of the options are not – I don't want to say nobody, anybody's a quarterback away, because I hate that we're just this away. But the Jets do feel like, in any kind of sense of the word, a quarterback away from being really good. Not saying they're winning a championship, because the AFC is amazing. There's a couple of good teams in the NFC, as we were just talking about. But the Jets just need a quarterback to be consistent.
I know.
It just has been it's been forever since I've seen consistent back-to-back games from a Jet quarterback. Back-to-back-to-back games where you're just like, all right, yep, this is the guy. It's been years. Years, BT. Years.
Pat Ryan, Browning Nagel, Jack Trudeau, Bubby Brister, Frank Reich.
It was Fitzpatrick for a year. That was the last time you saw it.
Yeah, they still didn't make the playoffs. Neil O'Donnell, Rick Meyer. I'm not even going to put Ray Lucas on there because I love Ray.
Rick Meyer.
I love Ray. He should have played more than Rick Meyer. Quincy Carter.
Ray was the man.
I love him. Brooks Bollinger, Clemens, Greg McElroy, Bryce Petty, Luke Falk, Trevor Siemian, Joe Flacco, Young Geno. Young Darnold, enough. That's it, enough. Teague, we've hit this for 3 hours and 20 minutes just about. Do you feel more convicted that he will come or less?
It's the same. He's coming.
Attaboy, Tiki. There we go. Tiki's on board. He's a Jets fan, as we know, Tiki Barber. 877-337-6666. Bad news, Hoff, who's been red hot, got a little too aggressive, laying 2.5 goals. I just, you know, I didn't want to put the mush on him. I don't want to say it too much when he said, you know, but yesterday's pick, laying 2.5 goals, he lost. But we give him a chance to correct that wrong coming up in a bit. We have the Until 2. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. That is Carter Roberts coming up next on The Fan.
Argue about it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, we're back here on The Fan. What's happening, everybody? This week is flying. Boy, what an interesting week. Football always sells, man. Giants are rocking, stations rocking. Giants get pounded, stations rocking with a different energy. Jets have been done for a while. This Rodgers stuff pops up, boom, stations rocking. It's been interesting. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Carter Roberts coming up next. Also next, we have Hoff's pick. And Hoff nailed 5 straight. He was beginning to take on a bit of a higher profile on social media as he ascends the ranks here in the industry. You're going to make some more picks, obviously, you have today. You have to, up until at least 10, as I said yesterday. But I have a caveat for you. No hockey pick today. If I'm going to entrust you with this, now I wasn't going to get in the way when you nailed five in a row. If I'm going to give you this baton, you've got to prove picking diversity. Can't be a one-trick pony.
Well, no, but
Can't be the NHL. Otherwise, Dove's making the pick.
Oh, Dove should definitely make the pick. No, we don't want Dove. He knows much more about college basketball than I do.
There's this thing called the NBA. The Knicks are playing the Celtics.
I ignore it. I know my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
NHL. But I'll pick an NBA for you today.
You know what? Since it is only one in a row, maybe I can be coerced here. Did you have a strong conviction with the NHL? Honestly.
No.
Okay. That it's got to be something other than NHL.
I mean, 83% of NHL is pretty damn good, Hoff.
Oh, thank you, Tate. I appreciate that.
Just acknowledge.
Just throw it. Yeah, I appreciate that. At least someone acknowledges how great I am.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, actually, that's not true. I got an award. You guys don't know about it, though.
You got into a what?
I got an award.
For what?
I know. What are you
an
talking
award?
About? I did. Yes.
I've heard this award before, actually.
Is it something to do with Odyssey, like Dove?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Same thing. I got last quarter. I won the Odyssey in Action Award.
I mean,
employee of the quarter?
Yeah, if you guys opened up your email,
I had not opened up my Odyssey email in a year.
You'd see my fat face on there.
Really?
Yes.
Congratulations, huh?
They got a whole like write-up about me, and you guys ignored
it.
Did Dove make more money than you?
Well, let's not get personal. No, hold on. You know what this says, though? You guys are our coordinators, and we just happen, Tiki and Tierney happens to be an outstanding organization, a great franchise where the people, you know, the coordinators,
just,
OC.
Just say yes.
The OC, the DC, they get elevated. The rest of the people understand that they're part of something special.
We're getting recognized because of you guys.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're drowning. Can you read me? Can you, at some point, find a little excerpt? Because I don't even know how to get on my Odyssey email, to be honest with you. I really don't.
I'm looking for it now.
So I have to hear about, do they reference Tiki? And of course, they reference the show. What do they say about
the headline is, spanning 20 years has led him to be one of the best in the biz.
Best
is that
in what it really says?
Yeah, that's what it
Boy, what? Talk about a hyperbolic lead to any sort of paragraph. Jeez, who's writing this? Your wife?
I don't know.
Is she a part-timer for Odyssey?
I do not know who wrote that.
When did you find out?
When was this email?
Like last week.
Last week? You didn't even tell us.
What? We were too busy doing a lot of other things. Like hoping for a Giants win.
Yeah, that's true.
Someone let us down.
That's disappointing, Hoff. You should have told us.
Down.
We would have included you in the week that mattered for the Giants.
For sure. and you know, I also take umbrage with what you said about how we don't recognize, because I can guarantee you, If you go to this guy's media account, he doesn't even acknowledge you with that stuff. How many times? Oh, what's this? Back on January 24th, five straight from my man Hoff with a fire emoji, subtweeting the Tiki and Tierney daily pick. How about before the day before that? My guy Hoff hammers another one, the 23rd, as I subtweet the Tiki and Tierney daily pick. Come on. If anybody champions you, it's me.
It's definitely you.
It's absolutely me. When we go on vacation, not, you know, Spike's the boss, so I can't tell him what to do, but I, you know, strongly
suggested,
yeah, staying in my lane, but suggested, hey, when we're off, let Hoff host for us. I always champion you.
Yes, you have.
This guy ignores
you. Is it in the station report?
No, it's not. It's just on like the main Odyssey page. If you go into the sales office,
great job,
my face is all over the place.
All right, I'm going to have to check this out. I'm proud of you, Hoff. So, all right, that's really, really good to know. I love it. Great job. And Jerry's in Chesterfield. He's going to check in now on the Fan. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. Love your show. Big Giants fan. So, Tiki, thank you for everything you've done for the organization.
Pleasure, Jerry.
My question, BT, is, you know, as we're talking about the Rodgers deal, would you guys risk the whole Florida Marlins kind of situation where you bet the house on Rodgers for one championship and then just kind of fall apart from there? I mean, how does that work out for you?
But Jerry, you weren't very clear. I think you were referencing the
Marlins.
Oh, the Marlins. I'm sorry. No,
so
it's not, it's not like that at all.
Win a championship and fall apart. I think the
Hold on. The big difference there, Jerry, is that the Marlins willingly dismantled because they were cheap.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way in the NFL because you have so much young talent. You're likely to still be good for a couple of years.
They got rid of Kevin Brown and Gary Sheffield. No, that was their own doing
This isn't the same as, say, the Rams, who mortgaged their ability to draft by getting rid of draft picks to sign veteran free agents and win a Super Bowl. That's what the Rams did. It's not what the Jets are doing by signing an Aaron Rodgers.
Not at all. Now, listen, if it gets to, you know, ludicrous level where it's like, all right, you got two or three other teams in the hopper and it's really going down to the wire, it's getting aggressive, and they want five first-round picks. Now, that, to me, you can position as possibly mortgaging the future. Definitely.
Yes.
Because he's 39.
Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be limits. There's got to be some sort of sane approach. And I trust Joe Douglas fully with that. But no, you can't compare that to the Marlins stuff. There's no way. Let's get Chris in Belleville, New Jersey. Chris, what's cooking, buddy? How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you, Chris?
Buddy?
Hey, man, two things on this Rodgers thing. First thing is, I don't think Woody's going to be the problem, to be honest, because to this day when I go to Jets games, and it drives me crazy, I still see people walking around with Favre jerseys on. So,
oh, that's so pathetic. You're not wrong, but that's pathetic.
So I see Woody looks at this as jersey sales, justification of raising the prices this year. It's going to gain national attention. They'll probably get a Monday night game or a Sunday night game or you know, they'll be back in the spotlight. I don't think it's going to be a problem from a Woody standpoint. I think the biggest hurdle will be, does he want to come here? My second thing was, how do you think Rodgers would have fared this year with this Jets O-line that they put out? Do you think he would have took that same hit that Mike White took from the Bills if he was on the team this year?
No, because he would have seen it coming. Then he would have checked out of something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the difference.
That would be my only concern because I don't – I mean, how mobile of a guy is Rodgers? To me, before all this Rodgers hype started, I said you got to go O-line with your first round pick. So if you're giving away your first round pick to get Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to believe that I'll ever see Beckton on the field until I.
But you will see Vera Tucker, and he was not there for that Mike White hit.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I hear you though.
He was sacked. I was just trying to look up Aaron Rodgers' sack total this past year, 32 times. It's not insignificant.
Do you have the fewest in the NFL?
I don't have the leaders and the gotten sacked leaders, but it was really because of a couple of games. A Minnesota got after him, and the Jets got after him.
That's right.
Where they had
he remembers
four,
us.
Yeah, and Philly. So Minnesota, the Jets, and Philly were really racked up these multiple sack games. But 32 is not horrible. But it's not great. He used to never get sacked that much because he'd get rid of the ball. But I think part of the issue with the Packers this past season was, and he said this, these guys don't, I don't have anywhere to go with the football because these guys aren't running crisp or the correct routes all the time.
Yep.
And that changed as the season went on.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right. It is 1:43 back on the Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. Gardner Roberts on deck, so they will take you into the evening here. No need to go anywhere. Obviously, a ton of Rodgers talk coming up, I'm sure, with the guys. All right, Hoff, so this is, I don't want to say anybody can get off to a quick start because, you know, you nailed five in a row, and that's impressive. Not trying to marginalize it, but this is what separates the men from the boys. You stumble. I personally thought you got a little aggressive laying the 2.5 goals. I didn't love it, but you were on a streak, so I'm not going to get in your way. You got burned by that last night. You still hit 5 out of 6. I put the onus on you just to see adaptability in case I might hand this off to you for good down the road. I got to make sure you can do some other sports. So no hockey tonight as we get to the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. Let's go, Dolph. Thank you, sir. Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes, real life. Visit Flag and Anthem. com. Go ahead, Hoff. Hit him.
First of all, if you watched the Edmonton Oilers game yesterday, Jonas Korpisalo for the Columbus Blue Jackets was standing on his head.
Never heard of him.
Well, he was the goalie in the net for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and he was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So it was. You got to tip the cap sometimes. Sometimes it's just not your day. It's okay.
True.
I'll go to basketball because you asked me to, so I will do that. Dallas Mavericks have been skidding. They're in Phoenix tonight. It's a close. The spread is +1.5 for Mavericks, -1.5 for Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
But the money line on the Mavericks, +105. I like plus money. I know they've been playing poor. I know it's not a great stretch for them right now, but uh-huh. I feel like they can rebound tonight in Phoenix. Because Phoenix will hurt a little bit hurt, too.
Yeah.
So, and I listen, I'm going Mavericks, money line, +105.
Nah, I don't love it. Man, I don't love it.
Oh, squashing it around.
No,
this is what you get for NBA picks.
I can't weigh in on the hockey because I don't know anything about hockey.
I was going to mush the Knicks tonight. I was going to go mush tonight the Knicks, and I was going to say because they're going up to Boston.
Celtics. Take the Celtics. I don't even know what the spread is. What is the spread? It's got to be -8, -9, -10. What is it?
8.5.
8.5. Jeez. You could have messed around with the Nets. The Nets are laying 8.5 at home against the Pistons. They stink.
I want plus money. I feel like that's the best way to get plus money.
Bro, really chase the plus money?
I do. I'm looking for something.
You don't want to lay too much to earn a little bit more.
Yeah. I hear you.
A little extra something.
Let's go. If you can do it right.
Okay. All right. There we go. Good luck tonight, Hoff. I hope you get this. I do.
So do I.
I actually like the over, just a little side bet, maybe between just you and I here.
What else do you like tonight?
I like the over in that Suns-Mavericks game. I do. If I had more confidence that you had the right side here, I would say let's do a little parlay with the over and the plus money. You know, to hell with it. I'm going to ride my guy here. I'm going to do it. Let's do the over, and let's do a little. This will not impact. Like, if I'm wrong, you still, you know, you'll still be right. But I think that this might be a little parlay action here. Over and plus money for Dallas.
Let's go.
In Phoenix. All right. Let us get, how about Chris in Connecticut? What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's happening, hey, dude?
First off, I am 100% in on Rodgers, but I also wanted to bring up something interesting. I thought I heard you say before that you think if they did get Rodgers, the Jets would probably be top 10 odds to win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, definitely top 10. Yes, we did say that. We were trying to decipher where they would rank on the list, and Tiki was probably right about 7-ish or so. But why, do you have something? Does some book have it already?
So we may not be the only ones banking on them getting Rodgers. If you look at, I just happened to look at DraftKings, they actually have the 8th best odds to win the Super Bowl right now.
Let's go!
Is that right? Holy cow. And that's not, that is not, hey Chris, that is not going to be with Zach Wilson at quarterback.
Yes.
Exactly. So so I don't know if they're banking on them.
Oh, that's Rodgers. Interesting.
What's the number at? What is it? Plus what?
It's 30-1 right now.
Okay. Let me see.
There's only 7 other teams ahead of them.
Enter.
So,
31.
I mean, so if They really get Rodgers. Maybe they are going to be six.
Thanks, buddy. All right,
like Chris. They're speculating, and it's already at whatever.
Maybe they just believe in Nathaniel Hackett.
Yes, there's a little surge there.
I mean,
well, you know what they have? They've got to protect themselves. They've got to protect themselves.
Nathaniel Hackett in his career has gotten to three. How many?
The Jaguars AFC Championship game.
Did the Packers get to two in a row?
And they lost. Well, he lost twice to Garoppolo, didn't he?
Yeah, twice. Right. So maybe he's at least been to two, but maybe even more.
Yeah, definitely two. So, by the way, what are the Giants? If they're dropping all these odds, I'm curious. I can't imagine it's very high.
I thought they were even with the Jets up until just now. I thought they were pretty much plus 4,000, was it?
See, that's why they have to be careful. I mean, they want to unleash these odds just to incentivize people, get some action, get the money coming in. I get it. That's their business. But if you don't hedge, if you just keep the Jets at, you know, say the 27th best, which is where they belong right now. Although, hold on. To be fair, that could also just be, although Garoppolo wouldn't get him up to eighth, with the strong thought that it's going to be somebody other than what they had
it's
a
gonna
year
be,
ago.
It's going to be a veteran.
Well, what would they be with Garoppolo? 12th-ish? Yeah. What would they be with Carr? Neighborhood-ish?
I mean, but the 49ers with Garoppolo, they were still one of the top, you know, and it's because of coaching. It was because of Kyle Shanahan, who's in the running for Coach of the Year. So maybe that boost. You got to factor in all of those things.
That's true.
Like the coaching and the roster and the talent, et cetera. Garoppolo probably they're probably in the top 10 with Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Because the 49ers were in the top, you know, 7 or 8 with Garoppolo.
That's true. Listen, when I was a kid, there was even beyond the kid, there was a point where I could tell you every single award winner for every sport, even like Sixth Man of the Year, some awards that are a little obscure. I really don't get too wrapped up in that. Outside of like baseball MVP, I love the NBA MVP race. That's always interesting, even though it's the same crew every year pretty much. I look at what they did. I think it was yesterday where they released now finalists here.
Yeah.
And all right, you get a little conversation. That's fine. How the hell is Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy played 5 regular season games.
I know.
How is he a finalist for offensive rookie of the year?
Don't know. There's no way he's winning it. I think it's either a dearth of talented, like really talented rookies offensively.
I mean, Garrett Wilson, Kenneth Walker. I mean, you know, those are two names that had awesome seasons.
And those two are there.
They're the other one. I don't know if it's three or four. I think it's three finalists.
It's three finalists.
Yeah, it's three. And Purdy's the other one.
Maybe there wasn't anybody. Yeah, there had to be another receiver. I mean,
Olave had a really good season.
Has 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
There were other guys. Brock Purdy. Because you know why? Because we lean towards quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, same with the Heisman. Same with the MVP. It's just so predictable.
I mean, the next time a non-quarterback wins the Heisman, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's another award.
I mean, you got to rush for 2,100 yards to win the Heisman for as a running back anymore.
I got a question for you. What has lost? I want everybody to answer this. We're going to go around the horn. Teague, you're up first. Ready?
Go ahead.
What's lost more luster over the years? The Heisman Trophy or Baseball Hall of Fame?
That's a good one. I would say the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Tiki says HOF. Hoff?
Because I think the Heisman, you still like go look at that kid, whoever wins it. You look at a season and you're like, damn, the kid was awesome.
Did most people see him play?
No.
I mean,
this year, not at all.
So you say baseball's lost more luster than the Heisman?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Heisman.
Okay. Dove, how about you?
Hall of Fame.
Okay.
What
so
we
split. I think it's the Heisman.
You think it's the Heisman?
I mean, I think the Heisman Trophy is almost irrelevant. Who cares? I mean, there was a point where you had guys that, and I know the transfer portal, I understand, but guys that you saw play for 3 or 4 years that were in New York City, I mean, names that were going to get called early in the draft. Not that they were all good players in the NFL. I'm not saying that, but
it was also
so diminished.
It was also debatable. Like, it used to be something you wanted to debate. Like,
yes,
there's no chance. There's no way.
Absolutely.
And now you're like, okay, whatever.
100%. That's a good point. That is a good point. Okay, let us get, what does Ramona want in Maplewood, New Jersey? Ramona, how are you?
What's up, Ramona?
I'm fine. How are you?
What's happening, Ramona? Well.
Kenny, I wanted to tell you, don't make excuses about your turtlenecks. They are in again, and they look cool.
That's what I'm saying, girl. They look good on me. I don't know if they look good on everybody, but my wife hates it.
Well, and even Ramona, women it doesn't, it are doesn't, wearing turtlenecks
hey,
again.
Ramona, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is Jen Tierney.
Yeah, but she doesn't
and
like it.
Right. And she doesn't
that's
like them.
Right. But I like them.
That's right.
But does she like you in them?
No, she hates me in them. She thinks I look terrible. I can see if you're like your 5'5", 245-pound schlump. And I'm not trying to body shame anybody. Not that I'm anything special, that's for sure. But at least I'm taller and relatively leaner. I mean, I could carry a turtleneck. I don't know.
Wish I was a little bit taller.
Wish I was a boner. See, half... Oh, Dover the turtleneck would look...
Wish I had a girl that was like. Cute. I would call her.
Yeah. Pager.
That's right, back in the day. Is that on repeat? You keep on saying that song.
He does keep saying that.
It's just in my head for some reason.
Skilo. He's the man.
Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" Paula.
Oh, he's been down. He's been an old school rap rabbit hole is where he's been.
That happened last week.
So was that the name that
somebody
that
took me down at last week?
Rabbit hole guy. Was how'd you do last night on the game show?
It was terrible. I won the first round, but the second round, all the money's in the second round.
Uh-huh.
So the second round, I just got wiped out.
What's so? Now, I didn't see it. I honestly, I totally forgot I was busy with the kids. I would have definitely
the
watched
song
it.
Now. But it was.
Oh, was it an old Tyrone song? Woodley. Was it a
Kansas Wayward Son? I heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carry on my way. Yeah. You don't know that Wayward Son.
It's just. It's
I did
hard
not know
to remember.
Kansas.
First of all,
a little dust in the wind.
First of all, you've done TV, right?
No, Tiki. I've never been on television.
But I'm just telling you. So you can
understand
co-sign.
The editing process here.
No. Understand what happened.
Let's
here.
Hear it.
All right. So you've done TV.
Yes.
Most studios are. Freezing.
I love it because I sweat if they're not. Love cold studios.
100%.
Love it.
100%.
Was this one hot?
So I have a light sweater. Not like a heavy sweater. Yeah. Like a thin, light sweater.
Well, she could show off the pecs. I know.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
We know what you're about.
So I look good. You know
what I mean? Nice and tight, medium.
Thin. It's not like, I just know it's going to be freezing in the studio and I don't want to be like shivering with a t-shirt on.
You don't want hard nipples popping through the schmedium.
So I have a t-shirt on. I get in there. It is sweltering.
Oh God, I would have drowned.
Dude, they had to stop the shooting to pat me down.
You never sweat like that.
Never.
Okay.
Dude, I was dying. I was like rolling up my sleeves. I'm like,
so you were preoccupied? You weren't focused? Is this the excuse?
So by the second round, I was sweating.
Bullets.
I was sweating. I just couldn't think.
Well, what about the other contestants? They had to be hot too, right? Unless their
I'm
body
sure
chemistry
they were,
is a little different. But
I forget what Tyrone was wearing. Tyrone had like a t-shirt on.
Tyrone who?
Woodley.
So who else
to beat
was on
you
it?
Up? It was just me versus him. I won the first round, but the second round is where you make all the money.
Now, I got a question for you.
And then there's a lightning round at the end.
Question.
What's up?
If the heat did not impact your ability to get it right in the first round,
they were just easier.
Okay, there we go. That's what I was looking for.
They were just songs you just kind of.
Do you know
everybody
which one?
Knows.
Do you remember which one you got? Because you taped this a while ago. Which one did you get right? Or how many? Which ones? Give me some intel. I didn't see it.
I can't.
Now, of course, if Hoff was actually doing his job, he would have clipped. I'm driving in this morning, and I hear Boomer Esiason doing a rap song from 1988. And of course, Al Hughes dug it up. This guy's on national TV last night on Name That Tune, and Hoff can't even find a clip from
it. Hey, watch
from
this.
Last night.
Watch this, BT. Yeah. Samter would have had it.
Ooh.
Damn.
Damn. Going low.
I don't see him winning awards, though.
That's true.
Touché.
When we go low, you go high. So what did you get? So which one did you get right?
I don't remember.
Oh, dude,
I taped this in like...
But you got the Kansas one wrong. That's the one that you bombed
on. I taped
on.
This in like...
Wayward Son.
November. Maybe even before that.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. They held
I
it for a long
you, I hear
time.
You.
So I don't remember.
All right. I'm going to have to YouTube it to see which one you got right because you don't even remember what you got right. It's amazing. The running joke with me and Teak is I remember more about his life than him.
It's true.
And it's actually true.
It is true. It's true.
Is that really from getting? I'm not trying to be a jerk. Is that from getting hit in football? You think?
I doubt it, but I mean, I end up having to look up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you do.
A lot of stuff. Maybe just because I moved past it. We're talking about my career now, not like my life, kids.
No, no, not personal. I didn't mean that at all.
What was this game you played? And I remember that game. You went bonkers and you did. I'm like,
you know, he's off by 2 years. He's off by 60 yards. I know it. I'm not even a Giants fan.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Name that tune.
Name that Jet starting quarterback.
That's right. disappointed. You're making us look bad on TV, man. Did they? Of course, I
Dude,
guarantee
I look
they
good. I look good. Oh, that's you always all look good.
Former NFL legend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did they at least say WFAN, Tiki and Tierney?
I don't think so.
Of course not. That's on you. See, that's a you problem.
You just want your name on national television.
That's right. I did. What was the last show that you were on where you didn't say that either? The Wheel of Fortune. No. Had a chance to expand on the Teak and Tierney brand crickets. All right, we got, again, not that it's a huge brand. We got Carter Roberts coming up next. Enjoy it. Take see you tomorrow, buddy. Wrap up an awesome week.
See you, brother.
Yes, sir. They're next. Later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.